Italian coast guards are still searching for an estimated 250 people still missing after the tragic sinking of their makeshift boat on Tuesday night in the Mediterranean Sea south of Lampedusa in Maltese waters. 53 migrants were rescued by the Italian coast guard Wednesday, the first to raise the alarm. On Thursday, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi stated, "The tragedy of the death at sea of a large number of migrants who from the North African coasts attempt to reach Europe has deeply troubled the Holy Father, who is following events with concern and solicitude for the migrants in this dramatic period." He added, "The Holy Father and the whole Church remember in their prayers all victims of all nationalities and status, women and children, who lose their lives in the terrible journey to escape poverty, injustice or violence from which they are afflicted, in search of protection, welcome and more humane living conditions." He concluded, "Let us remember that among the victims of these tragedies in the Mediterranean there are also Eritrean Catholics who were migrants in Libya and who also took part in the life of the Catholic community." The dramatic shipwreck took place in Maltese waters, 39 miles from the island. About 250 people are still missing, and at dawn Thursday, searches resumed, but a Force 5 sea surge has hampered efforts. And while Italy and Malta exchange accusations over whose responsibility it is to intervene and, when necessary, rescue the men, women and children fleeing North Africa by the thousands in precarious boats, the voice of the Bishop of Agrigento, Monsignor Montenegro, thunders. "These people are dead. The sea is not to blame for this disaster," he says, "but indifference." Archbishop Antonio Maria Vaglio, president of the Vatican's Council for Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People, also launched an appeal for greater solidarity and, more importantly, greater hospitality for these people. "Europe," he said, "needs to think seriously about what it means to remain in the region from which refugees are fleeing. It is generally stated that they should travel to neighboring countries, but in Libya's case, this means refugees from that country should be accepted in Europe. In other words, Europe must take its responsibilities to fulfill its obligations to protect refugees and to demonstrate the true meaning of solidarity and sharing." I'm Eimear McCarthy.